Meet Corliss Archer, featuring Sam Edwards and starring Janet Waldo. Meet Corliss Archer. The philosophers have pointed out that nothing in life is perfect. On every rose, there is a thorn. For every picnic, there is an ant. And in Harry Archer's thriving and otherwise pleasant law practice, there is Mrs. Luella Grumman. As he sat, Archer...
Well, you, Jed Grum, is the my...
It's a trouble.
The same thing. She still pays more attention to fortune tellers than she does to her attorney.
Oh, it's hard to believe that a woman in her position can be so stupid. You know, Mrs. Grumman does come from one of the oldest families in town.
She never lets me forget it. Her family is so old, it ought to be condemned. Oh, no. She's in a high fatty. Say, it upper is just your curled together bowl.
Well, it's not her and Mrs. Money are all helping support.
Yes, I, but she pays annual rear idol. She needs my advice when one of her crazy fortune tellers advises her to do something else. The woman's driving me nuts.
Oh, no, Harry.
Mom, we're back. Oh, hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Archer. Hi, Mrs. Archer.
Hello, Dexter. Where have you two been all afternoon?
We're out at the amusement and the most wonderful time.
Somebody family day.
Daddy.
Your father wanted to was a day at the still amusement.
Oh, really? The word. He did and all eyes and the haggers and the cream. But the best, oh, there was a wonderful fortune teller.
Oh, no, not that.
Why, Daddy, what is it?
I'm afraid you shouldn't have mentioned fortune tellers, Corliss. Your father at this point is allergic to them.
I think they're the bunk, too.
Oh, but, Mom, this gypsy is utterly miraculous. Can we really look and just the know? He told me I'm cool. Got a boy in time trouble. I'd Greg Rex. Luigi.
Oh, they're miraculous about that. Those are all statements about particularly normal amount of your...
But, Daddy, she thinks about future. Have all come true.
Like?
Well, like she said I would take a romantic trip by water in the very near future. And I did.
You did? When?
Right after I left her tent.
Where did you go? Venice?
No, you won't. I wonder how you're going to get the money.
I'll earn it, I guess.
Doing what? I know. Maybe you're going to inherit the money. Have you got any rich relatives?
Not that I know of.
Golly, this is getting serious. You have any talent for making money? He says I'm a rich man.
But, Corliss, how can...
Dexter. It's tragic, but it can help. The kindest thing for me since I...
think I've sired her, Mr.
Oh, mister, we did her for her. The gentleman has a sway a rich Mr. all think.
Dexter, I think you've got something there. The only thing is, who's the new fortune...
Me.
You?
Archer, we can get up like...
Yes, and then, yeah, work if it was good voice.
What's my voice?
Wondered. This Dexter would wreck...
Oh, help, mister.
The cost great. A gypper would be to call your own. You'd be a beautiful something.
What?
Your face. Terrible to say about anybody who's still like you. And I think we better drape this thing over your face as a veil.
A veil? I'm supposed to be a male gypsy, not a female.
Well, you've got to wear the veil. If Corliss asks you what it is, tell her... Well, tell her the veil is a mystic symbol. Of the objectivity kind which you to abuse me. The old pop destiny that sounds.
I'm about it, but pillow you stuck in pants sure shines.
Now listen, Dagger. Before you tell Corliss that she's no longer fate to marry a rich man, you've got to gain her confidence.
How?
Well, you'll tell her about certain things she did today. Things that you wouldn't have a way of knowing about unless you were a true mystic.
Well, things...
Well, let's see. This means she's the taste from the city.
Yes.
And, breakfast only one egg over usually has two.
Sweet. I'll remember the things.
Good. Now, let's hear that new voice once more.
I think I'm some pretty handsome J.C. And I think I make a bomb out of Marlon Brando.
You, Mrs. Goldmead, a once-y fortune teller.
Really?
The way of shew that I find objects to prove you that I'm not bought or pressed. I invited him to come over this evening.
But, Daddy, what?
Oh, Harry, you're up to things.
Don't be silly, Janet. I merely want to see... Oh, that must be the gypsy now.
I'll answer it.
No, wait. He hates brightly lit rooms. Says it destroys his attunement with the inner world. Put out some of those lamps. There, that her. Just quietly open the... Good evening, sir. Come in.
Gas. Vibrations. Feeling this vibration, I think. See, I am attuned with a senorita. Lovely star. See, this thing.
Me? Oh, golly.
Give me your hand, please.
Oh, sure, here.
Right away, quick. I see in your hand you lose something today.
No, I didn't.
See, you did. Early today, I think. Maybe you lost the cap from the toothpaste down here. See? No, I think.
Oh, yes, wonderful. How could you?
I see your hand. Also, senorita, see you eat only one egg today. Why for no egg?
Oh, wonderful.
See, I think.
What's the matter?
Your hand is coming a big inch. I see in your hand you were supposed to marry a very from Kismet a change.
A change?
See, he's no more rich man you're going to marry. It says now you marry your childhood sweetheart.
Are you sure?
Si, senorita.
Yes, well, now I can marry Franklin. He's the one I love with all my heart.
Oh, Carl, do you really?
You sneak! You turned. I will love you with the last man in the world!
Still not speaking to Dex.
A little awkward. Anyway, I've got one of my own to worry about.
Miss Munn again?
Miss Grumman Till. You know, I've been planning to think about it like it.
What is it?
I'm going to get her into that car again.
Dear, what?
Well, look, Janet. I've been trying for weeks to get Mrs. Grumman to make a certain stock manipulation. It's an absolutely sound course for her to follow, but she won't budge until she gets a mystic okay from a fortune teller. Now, if some gypsy that she had confidence
in... Oh, Harry, you don't mean Dexter.
I certainly do. Janet, Mrs. Grumman is about to fall under the spell of Dexter the Gypsy.
Gosh, Mr. Archer, do you think this will work?
It's got to work, Dexter. Mrs. Grumman will be here any minute. Now, don't worry about a thing. Your costume's swell, your makeup's great, you look perfect.
I think he looks utterly ridiculous. The idea of a boy of his age making up like that. Well, it's the most ridiculous...
Corliss, please. I'll thank you to remember that Dexter is my guest, and he's doing this for me.
Oh, he's not that unselfish. I saw you give him $5.
Oh. Corliss, holy cow, if you only
please.
Knew...
Please, you bore me.
All right, that's enough of that. Now, Dexter, you're all straightened out on what you're going to tell Mrs. Grumman?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Archer. I just hope she goes for it. I hear she's a pretty hoity-toity dame.
She may be hoity, but she'll never see toity again. Now, let's check once more on that advice you're going to give her about her stocks. You tell her to sell Southern Steamships and Standard Syrup and buy British Bituminous and Baltimore Brass. Got it?
Don't worry, Mr. Archer. I got it straight. Sell the S's and buy the B's. Sell Southern Steamships and Standard Syrup and buy British Bituminous and Baltimore Brass.
Check. Now, all we have to do is... I'll get it. Ah, good evening, Mrs. Grumman. Won't you come in?
Good evening, Mr. Archer.
How are you this evening, Mrs. Grumman?
Oh, not well, Mr. Archer. My nerves are ragged. I had to discharge my upstairs maid today.
Why?
The impertinent creature had the audacity to come downstairs.
Well, I hope a session with this mystic gentleman will calm your nerves.
See, he will calm you, I think. See?
My good man, are you attuned to the beyond?
See?
Do you feel vibration?
See?
Are you conscious of kismet?
See?
What is your name?
Sai.
Sai?
See?
Mrs. Grumman, before we proceed, may I present my daughter, Corliss?
How do you do, Mrs. Grumman?
Oh, what a beautiful child. Ah, youth, youth, vanished youth.
Oh, come now. You talk like an old lady. Why, you're just in the prime of life.
See? You look pretty prime to me.
Shall we proceed with the palm reading?
Yes. Here, my man. What do you see in my hand?
I see problems, see? Problems.
Oh, you're so right. You know, Mr. Archer, about that real estate you advised me to buy?
Yes, I've looked into that very thoroughly, and you definitely should buy it.
Well, I'm not going to. I had a talk with a swami about my real estate holdings just this afternoon. And he advised me to do just the opposite of what you advised me to do.
Just the opposite? Oh, Mrs. Grumman, he couldn't have been serious. He was just having fun with you.
Mr. Archer, nobody has ever had fun with me. Proceed, Gypsy.
Well, Signora, I see problems about money, stocks, and bonds.
Yes, yes, go on.
I see a problem about Southern Steamship, Standard Syrup, British Bituminous, and Baltimore Brass.
Amazing. Proceed.
I see, Signora, advice from Kismet. It says...
Well, what does it say? You know what it says. You know what it says, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, see, it says that you buy a Southern Steamship, sell Baltimore Brass. buy Standard Syrup, sell British Bituminous.
Wait a minute. Now, think hard.
Please, Mr. Archer, don't attempt to interfere with the workings of Kismet. My good gypsy, I follow your advice to the... even though it is to Archer advise.
Directly contrary to...
Yes, but... and in appreciation of this thrilling meeting, please accept this slight token of $25.
And if I hear one more word around here about kismet and fortune tellers and the rest of that outrageous fal-de-ral, there's going to be trouble.
Did Mrs. Grumman take Dexter's advice about buying and selling those stocks?
She did. She'll probably lose a fortune as a result, and I'll probably lose her as a client.
Oh, dear. Life is just too horrible.
Well, what's your trouble?
That Dexter Franklin. I'm furious with him.
Well, what's he been doing to you?
He took Daddy's $5 and Mrs. Grumman's $25, and he bought a rowboat.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? He is having the most wonderful time every afternoon out at the lake. But since I cast him out of my life forever, I don't get to share him.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Archer. Mrs. Grumman.
Now, look, Mrs. Grumman, I can explain...
Mr. Archer, about those stocks. I did everything that gypsy friend of yours told me
but
to.
But, Mrs. Grumman, I told you that it was...
I sold the stocks he advised and bought the ones he told me to.
Now, Mrs. Grumman, if you'll only...
And as a result of following that gypsy's advice, I've made a profit of $17,483.
What?
Now there's the matter of disposing of my shares of American Brass.
Yes, Mrs. Grumman. I'll be very happy to study the matter carefully and discuss it with you.
I don't want to discuss it with you. Bring over that wonderful gypsy and let me discuss it with him.
Utterly and absolutely, finally, the last straw. He's doing these things just to torture me. I know he is.
What's Dexter done now that's so terrible?
What's he done? Ooh, the beast. He took the money Mrs. Grumman gave him for his latest piece of fake gypsy advice and bought a wonderful, slightly used outboard motor for his boat.
What's so terrible about that?
Oh, Mom, how can you be so heartless? Dexter and his boat are positively the center of all the fun at the lake. All the kids are out with him all the time. And who's left sitting on the shore like a poor, pathetic, washed-up jellyfish? Me. It's unbearable.
Well, you were the one who cast Dexter out of your life. He didn't cast you out. Now, isn't it time for you to start acting sensibly about this kismet nonsense? Hasn't this been a lesson to you that...
Wait a minute. No. No, it's not nonsense. It's true.
Corliss, where are you going?
I'm going out, Mom. I don't know when I'll be back. Dexter! I'm back! Oh, Dexter, this boat is simply superb. And you handle it so well.
No, guys, Corliss, it's nothing.
Oh, but it is, Dexter. That takes talent.
Well, holy cow. The best thing is that we're back together again.
Ah, you're sweet, Dick.
Well, I think you're pretty swell, too. Especially now that you know that all this kismet stuff is the bunk.
The bunk? It is not. How can you say that?
Now, look, Cora.
Why, Dexter Franklin, everything that gypsy told me has turned out to be true.
What about the ribbon?
Oh, don't you see, Dexter? I have got a rich man. You. I'm the only girl in the whole crowd whose boyfriend has a yacht.
Oh, gosh, Corliss. It sure is good to be out at the lake with you again.
Isn't it just dreamy? Sitting here on the sand with our yacht waiting for us by the water?
Yeah.
You know, you're cute the way you dig your feet in the sand. You've got such cute little toes.
Oh, holy cow, Corliss.
You've got such nice hands, too. You don't care if I hold your hand, do you?
Well, gosh.
It's such a pretty hand. You know, I've been reading a book on palmistry.
Now, don't start with that palm reading business again. I thought...
But Dexter, I see wonderful things in your hand.
Now, look, Corliss.
I can see that you kiss a pretty girl.
Listen, no more of this gypsy... I am? Well, gosh.
Uh-huh. It's written in your palm. A very pretty girl who really loves you.
Holy cow.
You're going to kiss her real soon. And she... Oh!
What's the matter?
Look! In your hand!
What?
Dexter, you beast! I can see it in your palm as plain as day! You're going to have 6 wives!
I'm Edward, and Mr. and Mrs. Archer by Fred Shields and Irene Tedrow. Mrs. Drummond was played by Gloria Gordon. Music was composed and recorded by Felix Mills. The program is transcribed. This